All right, so we're diving deep into dog joint health today.
Yes, we are.
And we've got this guide from Lerother,
Okay.
this German pet health company.
Yeah.
I mean, this guide's super thorough.
It is.
It's got like anatomy lessons in here, expert commentary, and even practical tips sprinkled throughout.
Yeah.
We're going to unpack all this so your furry friend can have happy and healthy joints.
Absolutely.
Have you heard of this ingredient, Grünliebmuschel powder?
I have heard of that, yeah.
We'll get into that later.
Sounds intriguing.
It is, but let's start with the basics.
Yeah, let's lay the foundation.
Yeah.
This guide actually does a really great job of breaking down the anatomy of a joint,
Okay.
like in a way that anyone can understand.
Okay.
You don't have to be a vet or anything.
Right.
So you've got cartilage,
Okay.
that's that smooth, shock-absorbing tissue that covers the ends of bones.
Right.
And then there's synovial fluid,
Synovial fluid.
which acts like a lubricant, and it keeps the bones moving smoothly.
So kind of like oil in a car engine.
Exactly.
So without it, things would just grind to a halt.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. So understanding this basic anatomy
Okay.
is really crucial because
Yeah.
it shows you how important joint health is for your dog's like overall well-being.
Okay.
And as dogs get older, just like humans,
Yeah.
their joints are going to experience wear and tear. That
Yeah.
cartilage can thin out and the production of that synovial fluid can decrease,
Right.
and that can lead to all sorts of problems.
Yeah, speaking of problems, the guide outlines some
Yes, it does.
common joint issues.
Yes.
We have arthrosis, which is basically like wear and tear on the joint, often caused by other issues.
Yeah.
And then there's arthritis.
Okay, so arthritis is a little more complex.
Okay.
It's inflammation in the joint,
Okay.
which can be caused by an infection
Okay.
or even the dog's own immune system
Oh, wow.
attacking the joint tissues.
So it's not always just about aging.
No, not always.
Okay.
Then you've got dysplasia.
Dysplasia.
Yeah, which the guide describes as a malformation
Oh,
of the joint itself.
okay.
It's often seen in the hips,
Right.
which is hip dysplasia or HD,
Right. HD.
and in the elbows,
Okay.
elbow dysplasia or ED.
Got it.
And we can't forget about patellar luxation,
Patellar
which is basically a slipping kneecap.
luxation. Oh, okay.
And this one's more common in certain breeds.
Okay.
Does your dog's breed happen to be on that
That's
list?
a good point.
Yeah.
I don't know off the top of my head, but I know the guide has a section about it. Certain breeds that are predisposed to specific joint problems,
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
for example,
Yeah.
German Shepherds, Golden Retrievers, and some other large breeds, they have a higher risk of hip issues.
Yeah, for sure.
I know there are a lot of German Shepherd owners out there, so
Definitely.
that's something to be aware of.
Definitely something to be aware of.
So, how do we know if our dog is having joint pain?
Right. They can't exactly, tell us where it hurts.
Right.
That's where careful observation comes in.
Okay.
The guide provides a pretty helpful checklist
Okay.
of subtle and not so subtle signs to look out for.
Okay.
So has your dog been like reluctant to play lately
Okay.
or go for walks? Have you noticed any changes in their gait?
Okay.
Like limping or stiffness
Yeah.
or like difficulty getting up,
Okay.
especially from a lying position
Yeah.
or licking or biting
At a specific joint.
at a specific joint?
Yeah, like they're trying to soothe it.
Exactly.
Okay.
And also you want to keep an eye out for stiffness,
Okay.
especially in cold weather.
Yeah.
That can be a red flag for joint issues.
Okay.
Early detection is key here.
Got it.
The guide really emphasizes that.
Yeah.
If you notice even minor changes,
Yeah.
it's always best to consult with your vet.
Yeah, because just like with humans,
Exactly.
catching these problems early can make all the difference here.
Sure.
And in managing them
Yeah.
and keeping your dog comfortable.
Absolutely.
So speaking of keeping them comfortable,
Okay.
the guide goes into detail about proactive care.
Yes, it does.
So,
This is where it gets really interesting.
okay.
It's not just about treating problems when they arise.
Right.
It's about taking steps to prevent them in the first place.
So what are some key things we can do
Okay.
to be proactive about our dog's joint health?
Well, the guide puts a strong emphasis on weight management,
Okay.
maintaining a healthy weight throughout your dog's life.
Yeah.
Significantly reduces stress on their joints.
Okay.
It's simple physics,
Right. Yeah.
less weight equals less strain.
I can see how that would make a huge
Oh,
difference,
yeah.
especially for those breeds that are predisposed to the joint problems,
Absolutely.
like we were talking about earlier. So it's
Yeah.
like we're giving them a head start
For sure.
To staying healthy.
Exactly.
Mm. Okay.
And it's not just about watching their weight as adults.
Oh, okay.
The guide also issues a pretty strong warning.
About
overfeeding puppies.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, I have to admit, this part was a real eye-opener for me. I hadn't really thought about it before.
Yeah.
How overfeeding during those crucial growth stages can actually lead to long-term damage to their developing joints.
It makes sense, though,
when
you think about it.
Yeah.
Those bones and joints are still forming.
Yeah.
And putting excess strain on them could have lasting consequences.
For sure.
Okay.
So they recommend choosing a high-quality puppy food specifically formulated for their age and breed.
Right.
Like a large breed puppy
has
very different nutritional needs than a small breed puppy.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, so not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Exactly.
So beyond puppyhood, what about diet?
Well, let's dive into the importance of a complete and balanced diet throughout your dog's life.
Okay.
And this is where they tackle that common myth about dogs being strict carnivores.
Okay.
They do a great job of debunking that idea.
Okay.
And explaining that while, you know, dogs are descended from wolves, their digestive systems have evolved to handle a more diverse diet than just meat.
That was a fascinating part of the guide.
Yeah.
And it made me take a closer look at the ingredients in my dog's food.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is this really providing everything he needs?
Right.
It's easy to fall into that trap of thinking,
I know,
oh, dogs just need meat.
Exactly.
But clearly it's more nuanced than that.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
So they encourage a more holistic view of canine nutrition.
Right.
Reminding us that those ancestral wolves were actually scavenging for a variety of foods.
Right. Yeah.
Not just chasing after big game.
Okay. So we talked about weight management.
Yeah.
Balanced diet. Mm-hmm. What about exercise? Surely all those walks are good for their joints.
Well, you know, the guide makes a distinction between just any kind of exercise and the right kind of exercise for joint health.
That's a great point.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
I've always thought more is better, but maybe I need to rethink that.
Yeah, maybe so.
So what does the guide say about finding that sweet spot?
They highlight the importance of regular, moderate activity.
Okay.
So it's not about pushing your dog to their limits every day.
Right.
It's about consistent,
gentle
movement that nourishes the cartilage.
Yeah.
And keeps the joints from stiffening up.
Okay.
They even specifically recommend swimming.
Oh, swimming.
As an excellent low impact activity.
Okay.
Have you ever?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense because it allows for full range of motion, but without a lot of strain on the joints.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm already thinking about how I can get my dog swimming more.
Yeah. I love that.
Maybe a trip to the lake is in order.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's all about finding activities that your dog enjoys and that are gentle on their joints.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so we covered weight, diet, exercise.
Mm-hmm.
What else does the guide recommend?
Okay, so this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay, yeah.
The guide dives deep into LaRother's unique approach to joint support.
Okay.
Specifically, their premium joint powder.
Yes. Let's unpack that.
Okay.
This magical powder.
Yeah.
So the guide breaks down all the ingredients in detail.
It does.
And some of them are really intriguing. It's like a who's who of joint supporting superstars.
Exactly. Yeah. They start with what they call chondroprotectives. Which are glucosamine.
Okay.
Chondroitin sulfate.
Okay.
And hyaluronic acid.
All right.
Think of these as the building blocks of healthy cartilage.
Okay.
They use some helpful analogies in here.
Oh, good.
To help you understand how they work. For example,
they
describe hyaluronic acid as a super lubricant.
Okay.
Which helps me visualize how it keeps those joints moving smoothly.
I like that.
And then there's glucosamine.
Okay.
Which acts like a tiny construction worker.
Oh.
Helping to repair and rebuild damaged cartilage.
That's cool.
And then we've got chondroitin sulfate.
Okay.
Which attracts water to the cartilage.
Okay.
Keeping it plump and shock absorbent.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But what about this ingredient I keep seeing?
Okay.
Grinlet mussel powder.
It does have a rather exotic ring to it.
It does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, and I've honestly never even heard of it before.
So the guide explains that it comes from a specific type of green-lipped mussel found in New Zealand.
Okay.
And it's packed with omega-3 fatty acids.
Interesting.
Along with other beneficial compounds.
So I know omega-3s are good for us humans.
Yeah.
But how do they benefit our furry friends?
Oh.
Especially when it comes to joints.
Omega-3s are powerful anti-inflammatories.
Okay.
So they can help reduce joint pain and swelling.
Okay.
They've also been shown to support cartilage health.
Wow. I'm learning so much about this little green muscle.
Yeah.
But the ingredient list doesn't stop there.
No, it doesn't.
There's also MSM.
Okay.
I've heard of it before.
Yeah.
But I'm not really sure what it does.
So MSM, or methyl sulfonyl methane,
okay,
is a naturally occurring sulfur compound.
Okay.
That's crucial for building collagen,
okay,
and other essential tissues.
So think of collagen as like the glue that holds everything together.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So MSM helps keep those joints
okay
strong and flexible.
Got it.
And the guide explains that MSM can also contribute to reducing inflammation.
Okay.
And improving joint flexibility.
Seems like they've thought of everything.
They really have.
With this powder.
Yeah.
They've even included a whole bunch of vitamins and minerals.
And each one plays a specific role in supporting overall joint health.
Yeah.
They all work together synergistically.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah, it is.
One that really stood out to me was vitamin D.
Okay.
Which the guide points out is essential for dogs.
Yeah.
Even though they can't synthesize it from sunlight like we can.
Right, exactly.
Right. So vitamin D helps with calcium absorption, which is important for strong bones and healthy joints.
Exactly.
But there are so many other vitamins and minerals on the list, like vitamin C, zinc, copper. It's a little overwhelming.
I know, it can be.
Yeah.
But the key takeaway is that this powder is designed to be like a comprehensive approach to joint support.
Gotcha.
Addressing multiple aspects of joint health simultaneously.
Okay, so we've talked about what to feed them, how to keep them active.
Yeah.
But the guide also talks about creating a joint-friendly environment.
This is all about minimizing risk and maximizing comfort.
Okay.
So, for example, they suggest using ramps or padding to prevent those jarring jumps.
Okay.
Especially for dogs that already have joint issues or are older.
That's a great point.
Yeah. It's easy to forget,
you
know, how much stress those jumps can put on their joints.
Right. Even small ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We need to think like our dogs and see the world from their perspective.
Exactly.
Okay.
And they also recommend using non-slip surfaces.
Okay.
Especially on like hardwood floors or tile where dogs might be prone to slipping.
Yeah.
And potentially injuring themselves.
Right. A simple slip and fall can lead to something serious.
Exactly. So it's best to be proactive.
I have a lot of hardwood floors in my house.
Okay.
So I should definitely think about that.
Yeah, definitely.
And the guide also talks about a comfortable bed.
The supportive, cushioned bed can make a huge difference.
Okay.
In easing joint stiffness and discomfort.
Right.
You know, think about it.
Yeah.
If you were dealing with achy joints, wouldn't you want a soft, cozy place to rest?
Right.
So it's all about empathy.
Yeah.
And providing them with the best possible environment.
I'm definitely feeling inspired to make some changes
around
my house.
Yeah.
These are all things that are easy to implement.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To make my dog's life more comfortable.
Exactly.
And supportive.
It's wonderful to see how this deep dive is sparking action.
Yeah.
It's not just about acquiring knowledge.
Right.
It's about putting it into practice.
Yeah.
Making a positive impact on our dogs' lives.
Okay. So we've covered a lot of ground.
Yeah.
The science of joint health.
Yeah.
The importance of a balanced diet and moderate exercise and even some practical tips.
Yeah.
For creating a joint-friendly home.
For sure.
But there's one crucial aspect that we haven't talked about.
Yeah.
And it's probably the most important one.
You're talking about the veterinarian, right?
Yes.
Okay. You read my mind.
So the guide emphasizes that while this info is valuable, it should never be a substitute for professional vet care.
It's about working in partnership with your vet.
Exactly. Yeah. To ensure your dog's well-being.
Absolutely.
And that starts with regular checkup.
Exactly.
Right.
Your vet can assess your dog's individual needs, identify any potential problems early on, and develop a personalized care plan that addresses their specific circumstances.
So they might recommend specific exercises, dietary adjustments, even supplements like the Lorather Premium Joint Powder.
Yeah.
It just depends on their breed, age, activity level,
and
overall health.
It's about having a trusted partner in your dog's healthcare journey.
Right.
Someone who can guide you and help you make the best decisions
for
your furry friend.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So while this deep dive has given me a great foundation, I know that my vet is my ultimate resource.
Absolutely.
When it comes to my dog's health.
This information empowers you.
Right.
To ask informed questions.
Yeah.
and have more meaningful conversations with your vet.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're both working together to achieve the same goal.
Yep.
A long, happy, healthy life.
Absolutely.
For your dog.
Now that's a partnership I can get behind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing how much we can do.
I know, right?
To like enhance our dog's well-being.
Yeah.
When we have the right knowledge.
Yeah. This deep dive into Loretta's guide has been really eye-opening when it comes to joint health in dogs.
Absolutely.
It's not just about throwing a joint supplement at them. Right. It's about like this whole holistic approach.
A holistic approach.
That addresses all aspects of their care.
I know. And what stands out to me is
their
emphasis on
understanding
the why
behind
the recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
They don't just tell you what to do.
They explain the science behind it.
They do.
Which I find really valuable.
Yeah, it's like they've taken all the guesswork out of it.
Exactly.
You know, they've done the research. Yeah. They've consulted with experts and they've like distilled it all into this format that's easy to understand.
Absolutely.
And apply.
Yeah, it feels empowering.
It does.
Like we're not just following blindly.
Yeah.
We're making informed decisions based on solid evidence.
And by connecting it to the bigger picture.
Exactly.
You know, we're shifting from reactive to proactive.
Exactly.
You know, instead of waiting for the problems to come up, we can take steps to support their joint health from the beginning.
From the get-go.
One thing that really struck me was how they debunked that whole dogs are carnivores myth.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's easy to fall into that trap.
I know.
Thinking that they only need meat.
Right.
But the guide explains that. Their digestive systems have evolved to handle a more diverse diet.
Yeah, for sure.
And they do a good job
of
explaining why that's important for joint health.
Yeah, because a balanced diet provides all those essential nutrients for like building and maintaining strong, healthy cartilage bones, connective tissues.
You know, it made me realize I need to be more mindful of the quality of food that I'm giving my dog.
Yeah, that's a great point.
I've been so focused on protein content.
Yeah.
I haven't really been thinking about
the
other nutrients he might be missing.
What are some of the things that you're looking for now in a high quality dog food?
Oh.
Now that you've learned more about joint health.
I'm definitely paying more attention to the ingredient list.
Okay.
I want to see whole food sources, not just fillers and byproducts.
Right.
And I'm also looking for foods that are specifically formulated for his age and breed.
So, you know he's a Labrador Retriever.
Okay.
So I know he's prone to joint issues as he gets older.
Those are all excellent considerations.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's not just about protein.
Right.
It's about providing that complete and balanced nutritional profile.
Right.
That supports all aspects of their health.
Yeah.
Including their joints.
Okay, speaking of joint support.
Okay.
I'm still kind of curious about this grin lip muscle powder.
It does have a certain mystique to it.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds almost too good to be true.
Yeah, but the guide actually backs up their claims.
Oh, okay.
With scientific evidence.
Oh, okay.
They explain how the various compounds in this powder, like the omega-3s, the chondroitin glucosamine, all work together to support joint health.
And they even cite studies.
They do.
That have been done on the benefits of grin lip muscle for joint health in both humans and animals. So it's reassuring to know that they're not just relying on anecdotal evidence.
It speaks to their commitment to transparency and providing dog owners with reliable information.
Yeah.
It's not about pushing a product.
Right.
Yeah. It's about empowering us to make informed choices.
I appreciate that. Makes me feel more confident in their recommendations.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've talked about the science behind their approach. Let's shift gears and talk about those practical tips for creating a joint-friendly environment.
All right.
I found some of those to be real game changers.
It's amazing how those seemingly small adjustments can make a world of difference.
One that stood out to me was the recommendation to use ramps or steps to help our dog get on and off the furniture.
Especially if they're older or they have joint issues.
Have you ever considered that?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I haven't, but it makes so much sense.
I know, right?
My dog loves to cuddle up on the couch.
Yeah.
But I can see how those jumps could be putting a lot of stress on his joints.
Especially as he gets older.
Especially as he gets older.
Have you thought about getting a ramp for him?
I'm going to look into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And what about non-slip mats?
Oh, yeah. Those are essential.
Okay.
Especially in areas where your dog might slip.
Yeah.
Like hardwood floors, tile.
Mm-hmm.
That simple slip and fall.
Right.
Can lead to a serious injury.
Yeah. So it's best to be proactive.
Exactly.
They're a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to add those to my shopping list.
I love it.
And the guide also talked about the importance of a comfortable bed.
A supportive,
yeah,
cushioned bed.
Yeah.
Can make a huge difference.
Yeah.
You know, in easing that joint stiffness.
Okay.
And discomfort.
Right.
Now think about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you were dealing with achy joints,
yeah,
wouldn't you want a soft and cozy place to rest?
Yeah, of course.
It's all about empathy.
Right.
And providing, yeah, them with the best possible environment.
I'm feeling really inspired to make some changes around my house.
I'd love to hear that.
Yeah. These are all things I can easily implement.
Yeah.
To make his life more comfortable and supportive.
It's wonderful to see,
yeah,
how this deep dive is sparking action.
Yeah.
It's not just about acquiring the knowledge.
Right.
It's about putting it into practice,
mm-hmm,
and making a positive impact on our dog's lives.
Okay. So we've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
We've talked about the science of joint health.
Yeah.
The importance of balanced diet,
mm-hmm,
moderate exercise,
mm-hmm,
and even some practical tips for creating a joint-friendly home.
Absolutely.
But there's one crucial aspect we haven't addressed yet.
Okay.
And it's probably the most important one.
Okay. You're talking about the veterinarian.
Yes.
That strong relationship with your vet.
You read my mind.
Okay. Good.
The guide emphasizes, yeah,
that while this information is valuable,
mm-hmm,
it should never be seen as a substitute,
right,
for professional veterinary care.
It's about working in partnership with your vet.
Exactly.
To ensure your dog's well-being.
Yeah. And that starts with regular checkups.
Absolutely.
Right.
Your vet can assess,
yeah,
your dog's individual needs.
You're right.
Identify any potential problems early on.
Mm-hmm. And develop a personalized care plan,
yeah,
that addresses their specific circumstances.
And they might recommend, you know, specific exercises,
yeah,
dietary adjustments, or even supplements like La Rother's premium joint powder.
Yeah.
Depending on, you know,
right,
their breed, age, activity level,
right,
overall health.
It's about having a trusted partner.
Exactly.
In your dog's healthcare journey.
Someone who can guide you.
Yes.
And help you make the best decisions,
mm-hmm,
for your furry friend.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So while this deep dive has given me a great foundation of knowledge,
I know that my vet,
yeah,
is my ultimate resource.
This information empowers you,
right,
to ask informed questions,
yeah,
and to have more meaningful conversations,
yes,
with your vet.
Exactly.
You're both working together,
mm-hmm,
towards the same goal.
Right.
A long, happy, healthy life.
Absolutely.
For your dog.
Now that's a partnership I can get behind.
I love it.
Wow. I'm feeling so much more confident,
oh, good,
about being a responsible dog owner after all of this.
It's like we went from, yeah, clueless pet parents,
yeah,
to like informed advocates,
yeah,
for,
yeah,
our furry friend's joint health.
I'm already picturing those ramps for the furniture,
yes,
and non-slip mats,
yeah,
all over the house.
Love it.
And I'm going to have a conversation with my vet,
yeah,
about my dog's diet.
Okay.
And whether a joint supplement, yeah, like the one La Rother offers,
mm-hmm,
would be a good idea for him.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, these changes,
yeah,
they're not just about improving your dog's physical health.
Okay.
They also deepen that special bond you share.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, when you prioritize their well-being,
yeah,
they feel it.
Right.
And it strengthens that connection.
You're so right. It's, yeah, like we're speaking their language.
Exactly.
You know, we understand their needs,
yeah,
and we're committed to their comfort and happiness.
And who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe your proactive approach,
yeah,
will inspire other dog owners,
right,
to take a closer look at their dog's joint health.
Right. And, yeah, we can all learn from each other.
Exactly.
Create this community,
yeah,
of informed and caring pet parents.
I love that.
Speaking of community,
okay,
I was reading on La Rother's website,
yeah,
that they actually have a whole online forum.
Really?
Where dog owners can connect.
Oh, wow.
And share their experiences.
That's great.
And learn from each other.
That's awesome.
It's like a virtual support group.
I love that.
For people who want to dive even deeper into, you know, canine health and well-being.
It's wonderful that they're fostering that sense of connection.
It is.
It shows that they're not just about selling products.
Right.
You know, they genuinely care about,
right,
building a community,
yeah,
and empowering dog owners.
Exactly. It's like having access to this whole network,
yeah,
of experts and fellow dog lovers,
yeah, yeah,
who can offer advice and support and encouragement.
I love it.
So as we wrap up this deep dive,
okay,
let's just go over a, fair, few key takeaways.
Right.
So first and foremost,
yeah,
joint health
is a really important part of your dog's overall well-being.
It affects their mobility, their comfort, mm-hmm. their ability to enjoy all the things they love.
And just like with our own health,
yes,
prevention is key.
Absolutely.
So regular checkups with your vet, mm-hmm. a balanced diet,
yep.
moderate exercise,
right.
and a supportive environment
yes.
are like the cornerstone.
The foundation.
Of proactive joint care.
Absolutely.
Don't underestimate the power of those like simple everyday choices.
Yeah, they can make a world of difference.
In your dog's quality of life.
For sure.
And if you're looking for like extra support,
yeah.
there are joint supplements.
Mm-hmm.
Like La Rother's premium joint powder.
Yeah.
Which offers that blend
yep, yep.
of scientifically backed ingredients to nourish and protect those precious joints.
But remember,
yeah.
a joint supplement's just one piece of the puzzle.
Right.
A holistic approach
yeah.
that addresses all aspects of their care
yeah.
is essential.
This has been such an eye-opening journey for me.
Good, Uncle.
I feel like I have yeah. this whole new perspective.
That's what it's all about.
On dog joint health.
Empowering yourself
yeah.
with the information so you can be
yeah.
the best advocate
mm-hmm.
for your furry friend.
Right. Because at the end of the day,
yeah.
they rely on us. To make those good choices mm-hmm. for their health and happiness.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
For this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you learned as much as we did.
I hope so, too.